again gets out for about 4 yards. Brought down by Jared Wortman for Reese. 4 yard gain, fourth down, 11 to go for the Lakers with 4 minutes, 15 seconds left.
And number eight, Kyle Stockmeyer in on that play as well. Multiple Reese Rockets swarming to the football. And when they can do that, that's when they've made some good plays on defense. When they locate the football and swarm to it and get a lot of guys around there, they don't allow those speedy, shifty backs like Kretschmer and Minetti to really get moving side to side and being able to break tackles. Even Katie broke a few tackles today with some big plays. If Reese was able to prevent some of those open space misses, they might have been able to hang in this game a little longer. But nonetheless, now fourth and 11 for Lakers.
Siegfried under center. Lakers going for it on fourth and 11. It's going to be a handoff. This one to number 20, James Dubes. And he goes nowhere. Actually, a tackle for a loss of 3 yards. Brought down by Sean Novak. And this will be a turnover of downs. Reese defense coming up on the play with the second string in on both sides almost. So with 3:20 left in regulation, Reese offense back on the field.
Yeah, definitely some young kids in the football game on both sides, getting some quality minutes. And again, Sean Novak, a couple tackles there on that drive, and a big time one there for him as he makes a stop in the backfield, getting his offense the football one last time in this game.
3 minutes to play in regulation, 38-0. The Lakers leading Reese. Lakers will move on to 1-0 in divisional play, 3-1 on the season. Fisher passes to number 10 and hits the hands at incomplete. Matt Nobles couldn't bring that one here. Here at footsteps behind him. Incomplete, second down in 10, 2.5 to play in regulation.
And they run a play there, Clark, I think could have helped them a little bit throughout the game. They try to get a little screen pass. Sometimes when you get a defense that's overzealous and creating a lot of havoc in the backfield, sometimes you let them come through just to dump a short pass over their head and see if you can't get a big block and a big play and a screen pass. That there, they had it set up very well, but the pass just a little off the mark and over the head of the intended receiver as number 10, Matt Nobles, isn't able to haul it in.
Obley 28, Brown City 14, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter there. On second down and 10 for Reese at their own 30-yard line. They get out for about 3 yards on the dive. Number 24 Lakers on the tackle, James Dubes.
66, Seth Johnson in on the tackle for the Lakers.
Third down and 8.
Number 13, Nick Curtis, the ball
carrier. Has number 13 for Reese with the carry. That's Nick Curtis. Third down and 8 from the 32-yard line. Minute 40 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers still posting that shutout, 38-0. Three back set for Reese in the backfield. Fisher hands it off to the halfback, and this one is out. A big hit at the 37-yard line as the ball carrier, that'll be number 10 for Reese. Matt Nobles, as he was popped by Adam LaGault right at the 38-yard line.
It was a good run, though, as he got through the defensive line and the linebackers and looked like he was going to have a big gain until Adam LaGault absolutely knocks him backwards. But nonetheless, a good hit, but after a very nice run for Reese to bring up fourth down and maybe 2.5 to 3 yards to go, makes it actually an opportunity they can get now.
Final score, Cass City 18, USA 14. So Cassidy hangs on in week number 4. Fisher on the carry on fourth down in 3, and he has forward progress out to the 42-yard line. They're going to say he gets the first down and then about a yard to go with only 40 seconds left in regulation. So this one's all but over at this point.
Tackle by 21, Siegfried, 26.
26 for Lakers. That would be Corey Minetti on the tackle. 30 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Lakers 38, Reese nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
More than likely one more play in this ball game, and Lakers will start out 1-0 in the Greater Thumb West. Receiver wide each way, Fisher under center, throw sent behind him. Rolling back, looking to pass, rolling to his left now. Laker now skips back to his right, throws this down to the far sideline. It is caught by number 8. Kyle Stockmeyer, and he is forced out of bounds as time expires, and that is the end of the game. Lakers 38, Reese nothing. Lakers tied in first place in the Greater Thumb West as they shut out Ringer Thumb West Foe, the Reese Rockets. 38-0, your final from Laker Country, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet, Buick, and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Moore Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no-gimmicks, full-disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
Final score from Laker Country. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers advance to 3-1 on the season, three straight victories for the green and white as they take out the Reese Rockets 38-0 to start out Greater Thumb West play at 1-0. Cass City takes out USA in the final minute of play as Cass City and Lakers atop of the Greater Thumb West. We'll have the whole game wrap up and then the whole area scores right out here on the WLAW Sports Network next.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon.
We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more.
You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about, sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
I am sure by now that you have heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half of the population in our country. There are few scarier things than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Heather Drabeck with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft.